877-927-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on the St. Paddy's Day, March 17th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. A couple of people texted me, Missy, they want more information about the stem cell patches, about the program, weight loss, fat burn. Just text me, Missy, like they did, and I'll send you the phone number as well as the link to truckerrandyhealth.com, the website of Missy's. The phone number again, 269-964-4044. And you can talk to her about the patches. You can talk to her about weight loss. Regardless of whether you need to lose weight or you don't, something she can do for you is put you into autophagy without going through the fat burning program, just by getting the stem cells regenerating, getting them communicating, getting them working. You can absolutely feel great, feel younger. The biggest thing people say to me when they see me now is, did you have a facelift? And I'm like, God, no, I'm not that vain. I'm not going to have a facelift. Are you kidding? And they're like, Randy, all the lines around your face completely gone. Excuse me. So, you know, I get choked up on it because it's changed my life. And I want you guys to be aware of it. I want you to feel the way I feel. Because I got to tell you, getting rid of that CPAP machines, getting off my medications, man, I feel so much better. Less joint pain. I've got all kinds of things happening in my life as far as the radio station, the show, all these events, traveling around. You get so wrapped up in your life, you just want to share this information. You know, I was at that event on Saturday, and I saw some people there that definitely could use Missy's program, and I feel bad for them because they're trapped in bodies, they're trapped in pain, they're trapped in things that they don't need to be. And again, this technology's out there. Why not take advantage of it? So again, just text me, Missy, and I'll be glad to share the information with you guys. One story that caught my eye, and this has to do with the governor's office and also county sheriffs. It's pretty interesting that county sheriffs are willing to help ICE, but they lack resources. Immigration custom enforcement. Well, the governor's office pushing back, talking about that they want to continue these programs that the governor has set up here in the state of Michigan, state government, to help people that come to Michigan, maybe not as U.S. citizens, but as immigrants. That's all fine and good. But are they here legally? Well, for many Michigan sheriff's departments, enforcing federal civil immigration laws is beyond their legal authority. Also, they said they'd be willing to help federal officials if they had more resources. Well, perfect example, some Michigan agencies, such as the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department and the Grand Rapids Police Department, have made public statements that a lack of resources prevents them from working more closely with ICE, and also stating that it's not their responsibility to enforce federal laws. Well, they're not alone. Up in Chippewa County, part of our listening area, Sault Ste. Marie, they share the border with St. Mary's River with Canada. Undocumented people cross into Michigan, even though it's not a very high rate like it is at the southern border. The county does have detainees that they're holding for ICE. Tracking down illegal crossers isn't really part of their budget, though. The sheriff, Chippewa County Sheriff Mike Bittner, said, "We are shorthanded and can't keep up with our own work right now. So I highly doubt that we would agree to go out and work directly with ICE. However, federal agencies in this county do not have a need for us to assist them because they have plenty of their own agents." Well, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE website, while arrests nationally were down in 2024, they are expected to rise sharply in response to Trump's administration's new policies. They're already seeing certain detentions are already up slightly. Federal law enforcement agencies frequently rely on local sheriffs and police departments to house detainees awaiting a hearing. So they might come into the community and arrest somebody, apprehend them, take them into custody. But then what they do is they drive them to the local sheriff or the local police department, asking them to house these individuals until they can have a hearing in front of a judge. There's also a policy that allows local officers to participate in the enforcement of federal immigration laws under what's called so-called 287G agreements, which lets some federal duties be delegated to either state or local police officers. This has generated controversy over the extent to which local law enforcement agencies should cooperate with federal policy enforcement. Also, in consideration of the fact that it might not be popular in their communities. Well, Mac Saxton, the executive director of the Michigan Sheriff's Association, said, "We are a northern border state. We definitely have illegal immigration right here in Michigan, whether it's coming across the river from Windsor or up in St. Clair County, or even coming across the Upper Peninsula along the river at the eastern end of the state." Saxton went on to say, "I don't think there will be many, if any, law enforcement agencies that would sign up for handling full enforcement of our immigration laws. It's not their job. Local law enforcement and sheriffs have to concentrate on the duties that they're responsible for and the citizens they serve. There are different types of agreements that local agencies can sign with ICE. One involves housing immigration detainees on behalf of the federal government. Several sheriff's departments in Michigan have this type of agreement, including Chippewa County." In responding to their efforts to help us in this situation, the federal government actually reimburses the local sheriff's office for holding these detainees until their hearings. Several sheriff offices have what's called intergovernmental support agreements. One of these is Calhoun County, where in fact Saxton was the previous sheriff. Calhoun County has a 600-bed jail. And right now, on average, they're seeing between 160 to 170 immigration detainees every day. According to Bittner, the county has been housing detainees for 22 years. And now they consider it part of their daily routine. Right now, they may have 40 detainees in our jail, which holds a maximum of 178 beds allocated for these type of detainees. Additionally, they generally hold only 80 to 100 local prisoners at a time. So we, of course, have extra room. We just house detainees while they wait for their court appearances. Other counties that have such agreements is Monroe and St. Clair County. Now, I used to live in St. Clair County years ago. The biggest problem they have is, of course, the river, the St. Clair River, that separates Michigan's Lower Peninsula with Canada. Once you get past the north and south channels, it funnels down into the St. Clair River, which at certain points, I would be willing to measure, guesstimate that maybe you're talking 200-300 yards. That's how narrow the river gets at certain points. As a matter of fact, if you don't follow the markers, the channel markers, you can end up running aground or possibly doing prop damage to your boat. Because that's how narrow it is. It immediately goes right into a very narrow opening in the river. We've actually seen people cross the river by swimming. Beautiful summer day. Weather's nice. The water's nice and calm and somewhat pretty warm. Well, they jump in on the Canadian side, and even with the current taking them downstream slightly, they're still swimming across. And you might be a mile, half a mile down river, but you can swim across and literally walk right into Michigan. Well, St. Clair County is one of the counties, folks, that have this type of agreements. They chose to go with the 287G program, and again, allows their local officers to carry out operations, as well as not only detaining suspects, but also they can serve warrants. So this program gives the local authorities the ability to carry out federal immigration laws. Just so you know, it is a full program that they've designed for local law enforcement. We'll wrap the story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 231- 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this discussion we're having about this story. Just to wrap it up, the Michigan Sheriff's Association spokesperson just wanted people to know that there aren't very many other offices in Michigan other than the ones we spoke about, Chippewa, Monroe, St. Clair, few others around the state that have actually entered into this 287G program agreement with ICE. But one thing that they did discuss, illegal immigration is a concern for local law enforcement agencies, noting that some sheriffs have expressed worries about an increase in crime caused by undocumented immigrants. The spokesperson said if there were fewer individuals coming into this country illegally, many coming in undetected, perhaps we would see a decrease in crime. We have seen an increase recently, and in fact, when apprehending these individuals, we're finding out that in fact they are not here fully documented. So it's a situation we're concerned about. We're going to keep an eye on it and see if perhaps we cannot expand more county sheriffs or local police departments to be engaged with us under these 287G programs. According to Saxton, the spokesperson again for the Michigan County's Sheriff Association. So, appreciate that story coming from MERS News Service, as well as the Michigan Sheriff's Association spokesperson, Executive Director Matt Saxton. His words, not mine, per this story. Now, one other short little story that made some headlines. Vice President J.D. Vance came to Michigan and spoke at a Bay City plastic company. Well, one of the reporters for the Detroit News, Chad Livingood, did some background check on this company to find out that they received a $1.3 million grant to create 93 jobs from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Well, while attending this event during the day, on the way to the location in the motorcade, Vice President J.D. Vance made a comment which he reiterated during the speech. And he said, it's kind of interesting that these protesters are not at work. Well, one of the protesters got quote of the day by MERS News Service stating that he had actually called in and called in sick to be able to attend the protest rally. Thank God in the state of Michigan, we have the ability to call in sick and take a day off, said the protester. Well, in addition to making that comment, J.D. Vance says, I got to say, it's kind of funny to see some of our Democrat governors in various parts of the country, and I won't mention which states exactly, coming to the Oval Office and begging for economic development under Donald Trump's leadership that they knew they would never get under Biden's leadership. Of course, he was referring to the meeting between Governor Gretchen Whitmer with President Trump the day before. During that meeting, they discussed job growth in Michigan, tariffs, defense investment, as well as maintaining the Great Lakes. President Trump, according to J.D. Vance, is taking a bipartisan approach to the model Build Baby Build. Vance also defended Donald Trump's tariff strategies to promote American manufacturing throughout the speech. Again, this is not easy, and it doesn't happen overnight. Many people, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer and many Democrat talking points, said that they are basically against the tariffs because they feel it will lead to a recession and higher prices. Well, J.D. Vance's response was, America has the power to fight back. And we're never going to rebuild America's manufacturing and support American workers unless we do it. It is going to be a tough, difficult ride, but in the end, it'll work out better for America and our workers. So, kind of an interesting tit-for-tat happening right here in the state of Michigan day after Governor Whitmer went and spent time with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. So, pretty interesting story, pretty interesting back and forth, and again, being protested on his way to the rally, made the comment, why aren't these people at work? Pretty interesting statement by J.D. Vance, the vice president. Many of our Republican legislators were at the rally, at the event, and also received a speech as a warm-up prior to J.D. Vance by Tudor Dixon. Again, potential U.S. Senate candidate. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real food.